Southern Illinois Healthcare and our facilities. Memorial Hospital of Carbondale, Heron Hospital, and St. Joseph Memorial Hospital are proud to bring you Radio SIH. Here's Deborah Howell.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the show. You are listening to Radio SIH, brought to you by Southern Illinois Healthcare. I'm Deborah Howell. Today, our guest is Dr. Nova Foster, a board-certified breast surgeon specializing in lumpectomy, mastectomy, high-risk management, and so much more. She served as the surgical director of the UCLA Breast Center at Santa Monica before moving to Southern Illinois. Today, we'll be talking about reducing the risk of breast cancer. Welcome, Dr. Foster.
Thank you, Deborah. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. Well, you are here today to kind of give us a pep talk, as it were, so we can reduce the risk of breast cancer. In the last 20 years, women have made a real impact on their health by being active about preventing breast cancer. We need to keep that energy going. In Illinois, breast cancer remains the number one diagnosed cancer in women. So, what are some of the risk factors related to breast cancer?
Well, as you say, Deborah, there has been so much progress made in breast cancer, and a lot of that is attributable to early detection, which makes things so much more treatable. There are a number of different risk factors for breast cancer, and honestly, there are some that women just can't do anything about.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything about the fact that we're women. We can't really do anything about our age, and those are both two of the biggest risk factors. Our family history and our genetics are also kind of predetermined, and that's not really something that we can change. But the things that we can do that will have an impact on breast cancer risk are things that involve maintaining a healthy lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
and limiting exogenous estrogen exposure or medicines that you take that contain estrogen. On the lifestyle side of things, what's been shown and what we believe is that maintaining a physically active lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
getting regular exercise is protective on your risk for breast cancer. One study showed that even exercising, doing brisk walking for one and a half to 2 hours a week decreased your risk of breast cancer.
Wow.
So that's an important thing that has so many health benefits and also will help our breast cancer risk.
Incredible. That's so little. I mean, everybody can do that. I mean, pretty much everybody.
Absolutely.
And a half hours to 2 hours a week?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
So that's definitely something that women can empower themselves and do.
Mm-hmm.
Limiting alcohol intake is another thing. Even as little as 2 drinks a day has been shown to increase risk for breast cancer. So that's another important thing. And again, it has impact on a lot of our life and health in general, but mm-hmm, also on our breast cancer risk.
What about stress?
You know, there haven't been any studies that have shown a definite relationship between stress and breast cancer specifically, but I think that it's well accepted that stress in general can have an impact on our overall health, and it can have an impact on our immune system.
Okay.
And certainly we know that the immune system plays a role in breast cancer as well as other cancers. So I think that anything you can do to minimize stress in your life is going to be good for you for many reasons and may impact one's breast cancer risk.
And that exercise, all that walking, whew, that really lowers your stress level.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that exercise has so many benefits. And definitely people who get regular exercise do seem to manage life better, manage stress better.
Let's talk a little bit about screenings, because it seems like the guidelines keep changing. Who should be screened for breast cancer?
Well, that has been a subject of some controversy over the last couple of years. Most of the major medical organizations, particularly those that are involved with women's health, as well as the American Cancer Society, are still recommending that women begin annual screening mammography at the age of 40 and do it yearly thereafter. And I personally do advise that for my patients, that they start screening at the age of 40.
What about men?
Male breast cancer is an entity. It does exist. It's very uncommon. About 1% of breast cancers occur in men. So 1 in 100 breast cancers that's diagnosed will be in a man. So it's definitely not a big risk. It's not a predominant cancer in men, but it can occur. And no man should ignore a lump in his breast. It should be checked out. A lot of times it is not a cancer, it is benign, but it just always is something that should be checked out.
So is there a rise in breast cancer in men?
I don't think that there's a rise in breast cancer in men. I think that 1% number has been relatively stable.
Okay. All right. You know, many, many women are afraid of the radiation administered during the screenings. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of stuff out in the press that tells us that radiation can be dangerous, and certainly the ionizing radiation that is used for x-rays and things like that does have a very small risk associated with it. But I think two points that I always make with my patients that are important to note are that anything has to be looked at in a risk-benefit sense. So for a mammogram, a screening mammogram, it is a very small dose of radiation, and the benefits of that study in terms of early detection of breast cancer far outweigh the tiniest bit of risk that you get from that radiation.
Okay.
Secondly, just to put it in context, the radiation dose that you get from a screening mammogram, roughly comparable to the radiation dose you would get from flying from L.A. to New York.
There you go.
So I think that's something nobody thinks twice about doing, and
right,
that's basically what you're looking at in terms of the radiation dose.
Good to know. Should women still give themselves self-exams at home in addition to seeing their doctors for an annual checkup?
I recommend that women do monthly self-exams. I think that an annual clinical breast exam by your doctor is very important, but you're going a year between those exams. You're going a year between mammograms. I think I have so many patients that tell me my breasts are so lumpy and bumpy, I can't tell what's normal, what's not.
Right.
And certainly it's true. Many women do have lumpy breasts, but if you examine your breasts on a regular basis and get to know what's normal for you, you are going to notice if something's different, if there's a lump or a pucker or a hardness, because you're going to know what they feel like normally.
Right.
So I think there's some great information on the internet, on the American Cancer Society website, about self-exam. It doesn't have to be stressful. Just pick a day of the month. Usually we recommend somewhere around day 5 of your cycle, where you start your period, is day 1.
Mm-hmm.
The breasts tend to be the least lumpy bumpy then.
Okay.
Do a good exam in the shower and just learn what's normal for you. And then if something changes or something's different, the woman's going to notice it, and it's not going to have to wait for that next mammogram or next exam by their doctor.
I have a final question for you. If breast cancer is found, what are some of the new technologies that can help treat it?
Well, we have been learning so much about breast cancer, about the disease, about the biology of the disease, and that's led to so many new things in the treatment of breast cancer. There are many new treatments in terms of the medications, both anti-hormonal therapies as well as chemotherapies that have been shown to be very effective on breast cancers and are more targeted, meaning they are treatments that specifically go after a particular feature of the breast cancer cells, such as estrogen receptors or HER2 new receptors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really going to be the future of breast cancer and, in general, cancer treatment, are these targeted therapies that spare the normal cells. Also, all the things that we've learned about breast cancer in the recent history have allowed us, in terms of the surgical treatment, to move away from the very aggressive treatments, which in many cases we've learned don't improve outcomes or prognosis. So we've been able to move toward less aggressive surgical treatments that are less debilitating, less deforming, and are equally effective.
All good news. We want to thank you so very much, Dr. Foster, for being on the program today. Wish we had more time. We definitely learned a lot about from you, from the importance of getting screened for breast cancer, and we want to thank you so much for the pep talk.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Deborah.
That's our show for this week. Please join us again for another edition of Radio SIH. And for more information, you can go to www.sih.net. I'm Deborah Howell. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourselves a wonderful, healthy day.